Today I'm at the Recruitment Agency Expo. We're going to be conducting a few mini podcast interviews to have people from today's event share their wisdom. So if you want to do a short intro, and then I'm going to hit you with a couple of quick fire questions.
Yeah, go for it. So yeah, I'm Simon Docherty. I'm one of the co-founders of Tiello. We're actually based in the US, but luckily I was here in London this week. So thought I'd stop by and see what's going on in the UK.
Yeah, obviously pretty unexpected, I guess.
A little bit unexpected, but you know, timing was a factor and it worked out.
So the first question I've got for you, Simon, is if you could change one thing about the recruitment industry that you feel would improve its perception in society of the industry as a whole, what would that be?
I think in general, recruiters, some companies, obviously there's a certain dialogue with recruitment that there's a understanding that recruiters don't have a best reputation. Mm. I think in general, each person that is a recruiter can change that slowly but surely. Mm. It's up to that next person that reaches out to an account or reaches out to a candidate to maybe fix some of those misconceptions, right?
Love that.
So I think that's really, when I'm a recruiter and I'm recruiting someone and you know, you get them on the phone, oh, are you a recruiter? Mm. My job is, well, yeah, I am a recruiter, but look, maybe I do things a little bit different than you're used to.
So it sounds like basically what I love about that is everyone listening, they're in control of changing that perception and really double down on the experience. And that one interaction at a time, yeah, you can move the needle.
I think that's what it comes down to. Each time you speak to someone, can you leave at least a good impression on that person to change potentially that perception they had previously?
Yeah, I love that. And then from a recruiter perspective, obviously you have your own business, so there'll be dashboards that you look at. But from a recruiter perspective, what is like the one metric that you think all recruiters should measure, keep really close to, that you feel reversing engineer from that would mean that they're smashing their target, being successful? Like what does that look like for you?
I personally like looking at ratios. Mm. So I like looking at a lot of numbers. So one particular ratio is interview to placement.
Nice.
Right, so if you're subbing out candidates, how many are getting interviewed, how many from those interviews are leading to placements? Because that will tell you one of two things: either you've got the wrong candidates and they're not getting hired, or you've got the wrong clients and they're not willing to move forward.
Yeah.
So I think interview to placement is a big one. I think a lot of recruiters, a lot of companies can get thrown off by KPIs when they should look more a little bit at ratios.
Yeah, no, I love that. CV to interview, definitely. I think that's absolutely should be a North Star metric.
Yeah, CV in the UK, resume in the US.
Resume, yeah, sorry. And then, okay, next two then, specific around BD and then like headhunting. I think people are always curious. So over the last like 6 months in your business, on like the client acquisition side, from your perspective, from what you've seen in your team, what's been like the most effective channel for you and your team to convert prospects into new clients?
I think the strategy we see working the best is what we call pro market. I think it's specking, sending out CVs, sending out resumes, matching up, reverse engineering that process, getting a good candidate. Where do they want to go? Where do they want to work? Taking that candidate to market and leveraging it that way.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like everyone has heard that before, but it's about, again, how can you do that but better, right?
Think,
how can you become world class at that?
With that, you have to have the right candidate. It has to be someone you're excited about, right? Mm. If you're not excited, you can't take that candidate to market. And secondly, once you send over, once you spec that candidate out, what are you doing to follow up? Mm. Are you calling, you're following up? Are you sending emails? Are you chasing down those leads, right? You want to get a yes or a no. You don't want to have these unknowns.
Yeah. And I think as well, just on that, because I think this is interesting, we did something on this recently where if you're doing that effectively, it's your, like, you have a reason to call someone. But then the best recruiters, I don't know how you feel about this, is they lead with that, but when they get a no, they expect that and they go, okay, well, when did you last hire? Like, do you use agencies, do you not? And they use that as an opportunity to start building relationships to then turn that as long-term potential business.
I think that at the end of the day, you might get a no, we're not interested, but then can you think in a results-based thinking manner where you're now talking to that prospect and saying, okay, well, maybe this person's not a fit, but what are you guys currently doing for hiring?
Yeah.
Are you working with anyone else? And if so, how's that been going, right? You kind of transition it that way and actually just have a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Love that. And then let's flip it on the other side then. Again, even from your perspective or from your team, on like the headhunting side, what are you finding to be the most effective? Is it LinkedIn emails? Is it actually headhunting on the phone? What have you got to share there?
I mean, at the end of the day, if you're sending an email, you're trying to get their phone number to get them on the phone. If you're sending a text, you're still trying to set up a phone call. So first and foremost, if you have someone's phone number, you need to be calling them, right? And if you're calling them and you've got your number, send text messages, right? If you don't have their number, you're going to have to go through LinkedIn. Mm. But the whole goal is to have their phone number. If you've got the phone number, that's the main strategy.
So it sounds like they're, again, probably following up, using different channels.
Yeah.
But if you do have their contact details, like lean into picking up the phone, trying to have a conversation. Yeah. Okay, cool. But look, let's round it there. Simon, thanks for sharing your thoughts. Great to see you in the UK.
Yeah, thanks a lot.